This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
South Carolina doesn't open up for, I don't want to do the math, I guess it's like 10 days, something like that. 9 days. I actually had it written down. That's that Southern West Virginia public education coming into play there. Gamecocks right now favored by 13 against Georgia State. Having that extra week, not the week zero start, I have to think that is a tremendous gift for the Gamecocks. Because anytime you ask a coach what they want, it's always more practice time. And I'm sure our guest will agree. He's entering his second season as the head coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Shane Beamer, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, Shane, I appreciate you coming back on. And I'm not going to make any cracks about sunglasses. I already checked the weather in Columbia. I think you're good, man. I think you're good.
Exactly. That's about played out right now. We need to play a game, give you guys something else to talk about.
Well, I do, and that's been played to death. And it's let's just say this, though, Shane. I do want to get your take on this, however you want to frame it. It's a different environment now in the world of college athletics when you've got coaches at different schools doing this and that, and all that happened in May. You've got coaches in the same university going back and forth at each other. To what do you attribute that?
Oh, man, it's a good question. You know, obviously I just think a lot of that is social media has just continued to – grow and get bigger and more powerful over the years as well. I mean, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever, you know, if a coach said something about another guy, you found out about it maybe the next day in the newspaper or a reporter told you or something like that. Now, if I say something in a press conference, it's national news 5 minutes later. Before I even walk out of the press conference. So I just think the way that social media has grown and is one part of it. And beyond that, you know, I don't really know. I just worry about the team that I'm trying to coach and do the best I can with these guys.
Well, Shane, let me ask you this. You're a guy who's very involved on social media. How much time, how much thought do you put in every time you get ready to hit that send button?
A little bit. I mean, I always, there's certainly been things that I've wanted to tweet that before I hit that send button, I'm like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. And, you know, most of the time, whatever I'm posting on social media, it's one to just promote our team, but more importantly, to talk about recruiting and something from a recruiting angle part of it. But, you know, you want to make sure too. Something we tell our players the same thing that you know you're smart about it, think about it, take a deep breath before you post something, and you know, realize that you're not going to win many battles going back and forth with somebody on social media or something like that, and you're not going to always make everyone happy. But yes, I don't think I'm very controversial with anything that I ever tweet, but certainly before you do post something, you always just you know want to take a deep breath and think about it before you send it.
Two words, Shane, burner account. Coach K had one.
So I've heard.
We're joined by Shane Beamer. Follow him on Twitter, at Coach S. Beamer. Shane, look, man, what you all did last year exceeded expectations. We don't need to beat that horse to death. Everybody knows it, but the expectations for this year, higher than ever. Higher in a long time, that's for darn sure. I'm wondering this. You've done a masterful job of creating all this momentum around the South Carolina football program. But what's it like maintaining it? Is it more challenging than you expected? Is it easier than you expected? Is it different than you expected?
It's been about what I thought. I mean, credit our players. You know, I knew coming off the bowl game and finishing the season like we did, I knew from the day we started in January that it was going to be a challenge in some ways because our players, there were higher expectations, and we did finish on a high note, beating Florida, Auburn, and North Carolina down the stretch and winning a bowl game, and we brought in some impact, you know, transfers. So I knew there would be a lot more excitement and expectations on us, which we embrace. But we also were very intentional about understanding that, look, at the end of the day, we were a 7-6 football team last year, and there is so much more that we can be better at. There's so many areas to improve. It really just went to work on that, like not the year before when people didn't think we were going to be any good. We didn't listen to it. And this year when some people think we're going to be better, we don't listen to it. You know, let's just try and work and get better. And we like expectations. But I've been really pleased because our players since January, they've been very their work ethic's been awesome. And there's signs of anyone thinking that we've made it by any stretch of the imagination.
And Shane, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I've got to ask you this question because I've debated it myself for the last few months. If somebody was, I don't know, threatening to drop your car into a volcano or something, but because you had to pick one game over another, and I know every win is valuable, which one would you say was more important to the success of your team last year? Was it the win over Vanderbilt, or was it the season-ending bowl win over North Carolina? Which one is more important to your program?
I mean, we finished 6-6, so if we don't beat Vanderbilt and the rest of the games go like they went, then we're not even in that bowl game in Charlotte. So certainly the Vanderbilt game was huge, and that was another one that was a great, you know, testament. We didn't play well. We made a huge stop defensively on that last drive to hold Vanderbilt to a field goal to get the ball back and then go down the field and win the football game. So that was really critical just from the mindset that we want to instill as a football team where we always compete and we just continue to play and keep coming at you. And then I would go back along those lines, even go back to the second game of the year against East Carolina when we're down 14-0 on the road in Greenville and not playing well. And a team that hadn't had a lot of success previous 2 years talking about us, and we came back and found a way to win that game. That was huge for us too, just from a mentality standpoint and fighting and competing. But once you get to Charlotte, winning that bowl game was huge, obviously. And that was a really, really big win for a lot of reasons, who it was against, where it was at, the guys that we had that didn't play that day for different reasons, to find a way to play like we did and win that game just gave, you know, there was already a lot of excitement about South Carolina football because of what had happened from the end of the season when we lost to Clemson to the bowl game. We signed a great recruiting class. We brought in Spencer Rattler and Austin Stogner from the transfer portal. So there was already a lot of excitement. And then to cap it off with that bowl game just, you know, was great, great energy going into 2022.
Shane, you're the son of a Hall of Fame coach. You played, I played. I know football is a team sport, but I'm going to ask you this question. You brought in some guys out of the portal. You mentioned Rattler. You mentioned Stogner. Are those guys worth 10 points? Because you guys scored 10 more points last year. That's two more wins. People kind of overlooked that, I think.
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, those guys are you know, certainly impact guys, along with a lot of the other guys. But, you know, even without them, whether they came to this program or not, you know, you go back and we look back at what we did last season, and there's certainly a lot of areas that we need to improve on that we weren't good enough at last year. So having new personnel certainly helps. But beyond that, without them, if we do a better job of, you know, running the ball and stopping the run more consistently, if we do a better job of protecting the football. Last year we led the SEC in takeaways, but we were the worst in the SEC at turning the ball over ourselves. To me, that is worth one or two more wins, the turnover margin. So a lot of areas that we've really worked hard to improve, but certainly having some new personnel and new players makes that even more realistic.
Shane, if you can indulge me two more minutes, just a couple more questions. I'm wondering this, and I was reading an article this morning. Our friend Brett McMurphy of the Action Network's got it out. And just I'm trusting you're going to give me an honest answer because you're an honest dude. Are you ever aware of the point spreads going into a game?
To be honest with you, no. And that's not like coach speak telling you what you want to hear. My wife probably pays more attention to it. I know my mom does. As well, because she'll tell me sometimes. I really don't. I just heard, I don't know if it was you guys or somebody, I just heard for the first time what the spread is against Georgia. And I don't, to be honest with you.
Is online gambling legal in Virginia? Your parents still in Blacksburg? Your mom plays
they
some
are.
Bets, Shane?
I'm not even sure. They're not gambling. I think they just kind of look at the spreads and see what people think. And I'm not naive. I mean, I know that a lot of times those, you know, spreads are can be very accurate sometimes, and there's certainly been times where you hear about one and you're like, wow, how did they get that thing so close? But then there's also, we had plenty of situations last year where we were, you know, I mean, I think we were a double-digit underdog to Florida, and we were a double-digit underdog to North Carolina, and we won both those games convincingly, so.
All right, Shane, before we let you go, what is your game day tradition? Shane Beamer gets up out of bed at what time on Saturday morning? What does he do?
Depends on the game time, but we always, you know, the first thing I'm going to do is there's a bunch of nervous energy, and I try and stay active, so I'm going to get up and go for a run, you know, home or away, 12 noon kickoff, 7 p.m. kickoff, just to get outside, get moving, break a sweat, and burn off some of that nervous energy. So that's always the very first thing I do when I wake up, and then after that it kind of depends on kickoff time.
He's coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach S. Beamer. Shane, next time I see a video, man, I want to see the Cabbage Patch or the Running Man or something like that from back in our day.
We'll see. I don't have enough rhythm and all that. I think what I've done before is about the peak of my dancing, but we'll see.
All right, Shane. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Appreciate you. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, Shane Beamer, coach of the South Carolina Gamecocks, joining us on the Say Tama Hotline. I cannot help but to think this. Last year, he had a lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on him. And you could say, oh, well, they weren't expected to do anything. They was taken over from Muschamp. People were just happy to have a change, blah, blah, blah. Here's a guy who wrongfully was accused of getting every job he's had because of his last name. Do the research and you'll find out he worked his way up to this position. But he got to this position without ever being a coordinator. And people were sideways about that too. And he kept grinding. He kept going at it. And they have a good year. Grossly exceeded expectations. And now people go, well, it was luck. Oh, the stars aligned. Oh, it was Auburn. A down year for Auburn. Oh, it was a down year for Florida. I don't care. You look at the scores. I mean, they did what they had to do, basically playing a mash unit at quarterback, rotating through four different starting quarterbacks. But now's the pressure to really prove that it wasn't a fluke. And I think he has the pieces in line. I really do. He's done a good job of working the portal and also recruiting. And we've heard that narrative told to us, that oftentimes, or in specific times, the portal is being used to mask recruiting deficiencies. Lane Kiffin was brought to us as an example. I would debate that, but that's another topic for another time. Shane is doing it to expedite the process, to help South Carolina win now while also building the infrastructure for the future. I'll leave you this thought. Another coach who got a head coaching job without being a coordinator, Dabo Swinney. Worked out pretty darn good in the Upstate. Good stuff, Shane Beamer. Stick around, more of the Scott Hamilton Show to come.